All right. Well, welcome to the call, everyone. This is Bob the Teacher, and I'm really glad that you decided to take some time out of your afternoon today to join me for this special training and preview call about the teleseminar formula and how you can improve the results that you get on every teleseminar that you do, whether you're a rookie at it and you've never done one before, or you've been around the block a few times and you've actually done quite well with teleseminars. I'm going to share with you a few very specific ways to improve those benefits and to get the results that you're looking for, specifically if you're a coach or a service professional and you're looking for streamlined ways, cost-effective ways, quicker ways to get more people to know who you are, to understand the absolute tremendous value that you provide, and to help them understand what can happen when they choose you as a coach or as that service professional and start to work with you. Okay, so this call is also going to feature your questions. I have a brief outline that I'd like to share with you for the first half of the call, and I'd love to answer it up to your questions and also tell you a little bit about the course that's coming up, the Teleseminar Formula Virtual Workshop. It's a fun, fast-paced course that gets you to take action, gets you to do a teleseminar, and gets it to be promoted over the next week and a half. All right. So first off, let's start with the big question that many people have here in this year, and that is: are teleseminars still an important marketing method? You know, with video being so popular and webinars being so popular, and everybody's talking about Kindle books, people are talking about using social media. You know, why would I here in this day and age still be talking about teleseminars? So let me tackle that right off the bat. Teleseminars remain for me and many, 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 many people who are trying to promote a coaching or services-based business the number one marketing skill to learn. Let me tell you why. Number one reason is because your voice connects on an incredibly powerful psychological level. If somebody were to just read your words, they're not going to have the same impact as if they have a conversation with you. Of course, face-to-face is really a tremendous skill, but the leverage of that is not good, right? But your voice on a teleseminar or an audio recording can really connect in a way that is hard to replicate. And you don't have to be super polished to do well with a teleseminar with your voice. You know, a lot of people think that video is the best thing that they need to do, and video is great. I love video. I love to use video. But if you are like me and like so many other people, when you start to turn the video camera on, there's a different sense of what the quality needs to be for it to be a good video. So what I find to be the case for me and many people that I've worked with in the past is that video turns on a heightened level of perfectionism. You got to look right for the camera. You got to have the lighting set up properly. You have to make sure that your eye contact is good, etc. But when you're on a teleseminar, when you're doing an audio recording, or you're using your voice like I'm doing right now, you get to eliminate a lot of that sense of perfectionism, and you can actually get things done. That's another reason why I love teleseminars so much, because you can get them done quickly without feeling like you have to do everything exactly perfect. Another thing that is important for teleseminars that I want you to understand is that of all the marketing things that you can do, of all the ways you can deliver your message, teleseminars are the best way to get your message out there because they are consumed in the widest variety of situations. You know, in a perfect world, if you could do public speaking every week or two, that would be awesome because it's a great way to grow your business. If you could create a video every week, it's a great way to grow your business. But what about your consumers? What about your prospects? What about your audience members who want to learn from you? Are they able to travel to see you in person? Are they able to actually watch a video at any time of day or night? But with an audio, they can listen to you on their way to work. They can listen to you while they're working around the house. They can join you whether they have a computer or they just have a telephone. There's all kinds of ways that teleseminars still remain the number one way of marketing, and that's another one, the way that they are consumed. But I've got to tell you the biggest reason why that I want you to learn teleseminars, if you haven't already, is because it allows you to take action much faster than those other methods. The speed of doing a teleseminar is tremendous. You know, if you're trying to write a book right now or an ebook to get onto Kindle, you're probably plodding along, you know, typing as however fast you type and trying to get whatever's in your brain out onto paper. And what I see for myself and, again, for a lot of other people is that process of writing, which is a very good way to get your message across, it still takes way too much time. Because as soon as you have a couple sentences on the page, you're going to start to try to correct yourself, right? You're going to start to think, am I making sense? Am I getting to the point fast enough? You're going to start rearranging your words. But if you're talking on a teleseminar, you do it the way I share in the teleseminar formula, you actually can start that conversation with a good plan, and you can rely and trust your brilliance and your brain to carry you through that conversation. So it's much faster than typing. It's much faster than trying to set everything up. You can pick up the phone or use a microphone like I'm doing right now, and you can actually start recording a teleseminar later this afternoon if you want to, without learning a ton of technology, without having to go out and buy expensive equipment. It's really that much faster. Okay, I already mentioned that you can avoid the perfectionism that you have on video, which means you also get this created more quickly. And you don't have to learn a ton of new technology. The technology behind a teleseminar has a extremely rapid and quick learning curve, very short learning curve. As a matter of fact, you've been talking on the phone for much of your life, right? So the only adjustment that needs to be made is understanding the controls to record your call or to monitor who's on the call with you. So, for example, right now, I can see that there are people who are calling in today from Canada, from Fort Myers, Florida, from Texas, from Georgia, from Delaware, from other parts of Florida. And that's just the top 10 that are on the list right now. So the technology is there so you can see that. And I want to share with you in this course, like, how to monitor that and control it while you're still speaking. But at the end of the day, the biggest part of technology is for teleseminars is simply speaking into a phone or a microphone. That's it. You don't have to go out and buy a fancy camera. You don't have to figure out all the other bells and whistles of things when you're starting out. You can just pick up the phone and start talking. Now, another reason why teleseminars are super fast in allowing you to take action is because when you have this recording, you can leverage it much faster than you can other types of marketing. So, for example, this recording that you're listening to right now, if you weren't with me live right today when we're doing this call, you're still able to listen to it. You're still able to get the same benefits of the material that I'm presenting, but I only had to show up once to give it to you. And from this point forward, I can use this audio again and again and again to help other people, other listeners down the road, understand the principles of teleseminar formula marketing, and I don't have to be there. And I want this kind of leverage for you just so you can free up your time and you can start to actually enjoy the rewards of your business. A lot of people who are in business for themselves are in business because they have family at home. They don't want to have the 9-to-5 grind and all the, you know, transportation back and forth to work. Well, I want you to have the ability to take advantage of that off time if you're working from home and not, you know, give yourself a full-time job just because you're trying to do everything over and over again. Using audio recordings that you do through a teleseminar allows you to do that. But you can also repurpose your teleseminars in ways that other material can't be done, at least not as fast. So, for example, this same exact teleseminar that's recorded over the course of 1 hour can be turned into transcripts, and I can pay someone to do that, or I can trade somebody to do that, or I can do it myself if I really want to do that. I don't, but if I did, I could. I can turn those transcripts into my book, into my next book if I wanted to. Instead of writing it out, you know, from scratch, I can use the transcript as the formation of my book. As a matter of fact, my first book, Take Action, Revise Later, is about 50% created from transcripts, which made it much faster for me to get it out. You can also turn your teleseminars into podcasts so you can get more visibility on iTunes and in other digital publishing channels. And believe it or not, you can turn your teleseminars into video. So you can still harness the power of YouTube, but you can do so after you've recorded your call to test out, you know, how good is this material for your audience. Okay, so I don't want you to come into this situation or this time of your life and in your business where you're thinking that you've got to learn all these different types of marketing skills. You know, each one has got its own merits. But since 2007, when I first started, actually 2006, when I first started doing teleseminars, when I was still a high school teacher, from that day till now, I have never found a more powerful, consistently high results marketing strategy than teleseminars. And I've done a lot of different testing on that. I've done a lot of different uses of different marketing things. And teleseminars continue to be that thing for me because they are so quick to deliver and they can be consumed by so many people. And at the end of the day, again, it's all about your voice connecting with people so they can feel like they know you. And sure, I want you to do videos. I would love for you to have a Kindle book. All that can be done. But the first step, if you could learn only one more skill this year, it would be teleseminars. So who's really going to benefit from this kind of marketing strategy? Well, I'm assuming from the invitation I sent you to be on this call that you are a coach or a service professional. But you can also be a product owner. You can own a retail store and benefit from teleseminars. You can be in network marketing and certainly use conference calls to build up your team, your downline, et cetera. But for the most part, I want to emphasize for you if you are a coach or a service professional. Basically, if your expertise and your experience really matters in a competitive marketplace, then you've got to be using teleseminars because it allows you to put your brain and your experience on display in a way that's very friendly. It's not bragging. It's not over the top. It's not going to hit people over the head with you saying how great you are. Instead, the idea behind a teleseminar being a conversation allows you to get that sensation across to your listener that you're right there with them. You know, you're in between their ears when you're talking on a teleseminar. It's a very intimate space to be. It can be kind of scary, right? that is, you know, it's a responsibility that you have, that you got to really deliver great value. But it allows you to do that without having to worry about people's ability to read or people's ability to watch a video during their time of the day or whatever. And it allows you to really get this sense of authenticity across that's really hard to replicate in other media. Another thing I want you to think about benefiting from this is that if you want to streamline your conversion process from people who just have no clue who you are to being introduced to you and then becoming a client or a customer, you're really going to be able to streamline that because of the teleseminar formula. You're going to be able to have on your website an audio that introduces people to what it is that you do, maybe the frequently asked questions that people have, and a little bit of a couple tips, you know, like this call right now. I'm going to share with you 5 easy ways to improve your results. Well, I can use this not just to help with the teleseminar formula, but I can use it on my regular website as well to introduce people to what I can do for them, right, as a coach. So just think about all the time you're spending right now trying to get introductions to other people, to get referrals. You know, referrals are great, and I want you to get referrals. But when referrals are looking at your website, are they getting enough questions answered in order for them to be eager to talk to you on the phone? Or do they sort of look at your website like, I probably could talk to them someday? Well, with an audio program on your site that you do from a teleseminar, you're able to really excite them to want to know more about what you can do. And they're going to be able to say yes much faster. And that streamlines your conversion process because you're not going to spend nearly as much time on the phone with tire kickers, people who don't really quite know for sure that what you have to offer really resonates with them. But when your voice is on the line and we get this great amount of value from your previous teleseminars and the new teleseminars that you do, you're really able to translate that value into new clientele. And at the end of the day, you can also streamline your customer process too, because if you're a coach or a service professional, you might want to use teleseminars not just to get clients, but to actually work with your clients. As a coach, I use the same exact teleseminar system to coach my private clients and to do group coaching programs, which we'll be talking about during the teleseminar formula as well. And I can record those calls very easily which, you know, provides more value to my clients. And it allows them to, allows me to have bigger impact in their life, and it allows them to go back to the lessons that are talked about on those calls without having to repeat the same things over and over and over again. So the results for them are great too. So I want you to really think about the way that you're marketing today, and what if you could take a few of those steps out because you use teleseminars to do so. You know, it's a great way to build your list. It's a great way to increase your visibility. It gives you the opportunity to get introductions to some high-level people. And all around, it's just amazing. So hopefully you're on the same page as I am about that, but I wanted to give you some ideas of why it's so important. And now I want to, you know, share with you the bulk of the lesson today, which are the five easy things that you can use or that you can do to improve the results you get. And then I want to talk to you about the teleseminar formula course and answer your questions. So if you have questions along the way, I do want you to submit them into the Q&A box that you have there on the page where the replay is. And I want you to be able to raise your hand up, too, if you're on the live call. At the time of the Q&A, I'm going to give you that opportunity to ask questions. So make sure you're sticking around for the next 20 minutes because you're going to get that opportunity if I don't answer your question during the training. So let's jump into it. The five easy, simple things that you can do to improve the results that you get. Well, the number one question I get, and I actually got it on Facebook today as well, from a guy named Ron Orr. Ron, I don't think you and I have met, but I do notice that you are in Maple Grove, which is just up the road from me in Minnesota. I'm in Bloomington, Minneapolis area. So thank you for your question. And he asked, what's the fastest, most time-leveraged way that you've seen people get people to the seminar? Well, that's the first thing I want you to improve is the attendance of your call. How can you get more people on the call? Now, I can tell you from experience that it's difficult, more difficult today to get people on the live call than it was 5 years ago. And that's primarily not because teleseminars are less effective. It's because there's so many of them. So you really have to stand out from the crowd in order to get people on a teleseminar or a webinar. So one thing I want you to do to improve your attendance is to pay attention to the time of day that you do your teleseminars, time of day and day of week. Now, I could tell you that everybody should do their teleseminars at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. And the trouble with that will be everybody goes out and does a class at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, and then, of course, people are competing for the same thing, which is actually what happened. About 3 or 4 years ago, all the teleseminar trainers, me included, found that we got the best results at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And so everybody and their brother ran to that time slot and decided to do teleseminars at that time. And remarkably, or not surprisingly, teleseminars started to have a weaker impact for the amount of attendance during that time of day. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but what I want to answer for you is you want to pay attention to which days and times that you do your teleseminars, and then make sure you're paying attention to your audience and seeing what they want, actually asking them in social media and on the calls. You know, what time of day or night would you like to have these calls? It's also important that you test that out. You know, same call, do it a couple different times, different days. You'll find when it's that sweet spot. But there is no universal sweet spot anymore. But if your audience is made up of stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads, then probably the early afternoon or late morning when the kids are off at school or the kids that are still home or napping, you know, it's probably a good time for a call. The evening time when it's dinner time, probably not going to be good. If your audience is primarily consisting of folks who work a 9-to-5 job, lunchtime may be good, and the evening may still be good. Saturdays may be good. You know, some people tell me that they get great results in attendance on Saturday mornings at like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. The point is you got to pay attention to it and see which one works best for you. But I will tell you this. There's two things that you can do to get people to your calls more than just the time of day. And the first one is do not talk about the replay in your promotion of the call. Everybody who signs up for your call is going to want to know, is there going to be a replay? Is there going to be a replay? Is there going to be a replay? I'll just wait for the replay. Don't talk about the replay. You can trust that if they are going to get the replay and you know that, you'll release it after the call's over. but I want you to promote the idea that of how important it is for people to show up live on your call. And it's not for your benefit only, it's for their benefit too, right? And I'm not talking just about sales calls or promotional calls, what I call teleseminars, but I'm also talking about anything that provides that value to your audience. If you get them on the live call, they're much more likely, because of that deadline, to show up, listen, learn, and take action on what you're telling them. If there's a replay as an excuse for not showing up live, then they're going to wait for the replay. And what happens when they wait for the replay? 9 times out of 10, this is not scientific, but 9 times out of 10, people download the replay and they never listen to it. Doesn't mean you don't offer the replay, but it means that you've got to get people on the live call if you really want to be in service of them. And when you do have the replay out there, you want to have a strong sense of urgency for them to go listen to it. You know, and when you announce the replay, tell people, here are the things you're going to learn, and the longer you put this off, the longer it's going to be difficult for you to overcome whatever challenge you're addressing. So don't talk about the replay in the promotion of the call. Instead, you know, really encourage people to be there live and even incentivize those live listeners. Perhaps you want to offer a prize at the end of the call, or you want to give a shout out to people who are on the call. So like right now, for example, I could say, hey, Carol Mead, it's great to see you on the call. And I'm excited that you've joined the Teleseminar Formula course next week. Can't wait to see you there. And that announcement, that shout out of a live person, of one of you on the call, is a great way for you to incentivize listeners, that they get that acknowledgement. And the people who listen to the replay, it gives them a reason to be on the call live the next time that you're there. Okay? So I want you to really get the attendance up, and those are some ways to do that. Second thing to improve about your teleseminars is using a reliable conference bridge line. Now, I know that for people who are a little nervous about teleseminars, you're not quite sure if you're going to be doing this a lot, you know, maybe you just want to put your toes in the water a little bit and test things out, you're going to try to use a free conference line. And there are some good, decent free conference lines. My favorite one is conferencepro.com. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of features that the free conference systems do not have. And I want you to realize that if this is going to be a major profit center in your business, teleseminars is really going to be a major profit center for you. It's worth spending a little bit of money on a premium conference bridge line. And they range from, you know, $50 a month to thousands of bucks a month, depending on the type of conference line you use. But I'll tell you right now which one I'm using that I would encourage you to use as well. Many of you have heard of the Instant Teleseminar System, which you can check out at instantteleseminarsystem.com, which has all kinds of cool features behind it. But the reliability is really the biggest thing. The ability to have phone numbers from all over the world, the ability to have backup numbers, the ability to have an automatic recording, even if you forget to press the record button, these are a number of reasons why I love to use it. And in fact, you may notice that there's a little line on this page that says, powered by Welcome to the Call. Well, I believe so much in Instant Teleseminar that I actually bought in as a private label owner of the company. So welcometothecall.com is actually powered by Instant Teleseminar. But the beauty behind Welcome to the Call is it has all the features of Instant Teleseminar, but it actually costs less. Because when I got in at a private label level about 3 years ago, we locked in our prices that we could offer our customers. So you actually will see all the features of Instant Teleseminar, but you get to come in and have $20 a month or more less than what the same fees are for Instant Teleseminar, which is really cool. Whichever one you use, I want you to use a reliable conference line. So if you start using one and it, you know, kind of poops out on you, make sure that you make adjustments. I've been using this system for, actually, it's been longer than 3 years now. I think it's been since late 2008, so almost 4 years. And I've been using this system, and I still, to this day, love it. I know there's people on this call right now or in the webcast who have been in my previous teleseminar training, so good shout out to you. I know that you're using this system as well, and you're very happy about it. Okay, so again, the first thing is improving your attendance. Second thing is improving your reliability of your conference bridge line. Now let's talk about improving your presentation. So I want you to not feel like you've got to script out your presentation. people want this to be as conversational as possible with expertise at the forefront. So there's a balance between complete 100% preparation and giving the sensation that you've got this flow. There's a little bit of jazz in it. There's a little bit of improv in it. And that's what I want you to think about. I want you to be able to have a very good outline of where you're going with your call, but I don't want you to just script that out. Because if you start scripting out, it's going to feel like you're reading it, because perhaps you are. And if you're not in the zone, really, when you're reading the script, your energy level drops. You actually change your tone of voice. You start to slow down. Or you start to be artificial. You might even put into your script, you know, chuckle here to make it sound like you should be laughing because it was a funny thing that you just said. I've seen all kinds of crazy things in my days of being a teleseminar trainer. That's one thing you don't want to do. So what I would encourage you to do is to mind map your presentation. Avoid scripting. Put your expertise into a general outline using a mind map software like FreeMind. And that allows you to know where you're going. You know, because you don't want to have no plan at all, right? You don't want to just say, I'm just going to show up and talk and people are going to listen because, you know, they'll drop off. But if you have a good mind map of the exact, you know, order you want to talk about things, the kind of main points you want to talk about, all that is displayed in your mind map. It works really, really well. And the other reason that I want you to mind map to improve your presentation is it saves you time. You know, teleseminars are a great marketing method because of how fast you can plan and execute them. You know, as a matter of fact, you may not know this, but many of you who know me probably know this, that this teleseminar you're on right now was actually created, mapped out, set up, invited, and presented in the same day. In the same day. So that's how fast you can get an idea that you have in your mind about a teleseminar and say, you know what, I really want to share this kind of information with people, and I want to put a teleseminar together. Now, the more time you can provide to your audience to know about a call, the better. Okay, there's about a 10-day sweet spot of getting more people on a call. But if you have an important message to share, and even if only, you know, 5 to 20 people show up at the first time you do it, I'd rather see you go ahead and do it and test it out than to wait and wait and wait. So mind mapping allows you to save the time of typing things out. You know, you've got everything in your map. And because you can do that quickly, you can actually turn around your idea for a teleseminar into an actual teleseminar and record it and have it out the door within a single day. As a matter of fact, you could leave this call, take what I'm sharing with you, and do a teleseminar today. It might not be as good. I know it won't be nearly as good as it will be if you learn all the other steps, but you could do it. And the exciting thing about that is once you start doing it, you're going to get hooked and you're going to love sharing your wisdom and brilliance with the world using this method. Now, the last tip about improving your presentation is I want you to simplify your presentation. When you mind map out or write out or whatever, jot down in an outline your presentation, I want you then to remove some of what you have to say, because number one, people get overwhelmed over the 45-minute to 1-hour mark in a teleseminar that's kind of general. If you're teaching a class, you know, depending on the content and how you present it, you can go a little bit longer. But the ideal presentation on a teleseminar right now is about 45 minutes. Okay, now you're going to notice that for me in this teleseminar, we're going to go about an hour, but about 20 minutes of that's going to be Q&A. And walking through the teleseminar formula course. But the main content is going to be done within the 40-minute mark. And that's done deliberately. It's on purpose. So I want you to simplify your presentation. You don't have to tell people everything under the sun about your topic. And in fact, you know that this isn't your only teleseminar you're ever going to do. So save some for later and really simplify it. I'd rather see you get one major thing across in your talk than to try to jam it full with everything under the sun. Okay, the fourth thing to improve your teleseminar results is to use a clear, easy-to-spell website link for a call to action. Now, whether you're doing a teleseminar that's talking about a coaching program or frequently asked questions so that people can hire you as a consultant, or you're a service professional and, you know, like a plumber or something like this where you're going to talk about something and you want them to give you a call, make sure your call to action is very easy to write down. It's very easy to spell. it's a website, it's very easy to type it. There's not hyphens in it. There's not 15 different ways to spell it. You have a very clear call to action. So, for example, for me, I'm going to be sharing with you tellusonourformula.com as a link to go to. Of course, you're already on that page right now. Go to a different page. You can just scroll down to the bottom in order to find out more about this course. But if you're listening to this on a replay, if you're listening to this in your car as you're driving around, you're not by a computer, you should be able to remember teleseminarformula.com. Pretty much only one way to spell it. There's no hyphens. It's not going to be really confusing. It's easy. So I don't want you to utilize a long link. I don't want you to try to send people to three folders deep in your WordPress site. You know, you don't see me telling you to go to iamsuccesslibrary.com/profits/virtualworkshop/teleseminar-formula, etc., because that would take too long to write down and take too long to explain. But you notice at the address bar of this site for teleseminarformula.com, you were redirected to a different page using that kind of a link. So when you're talking on your teleseminar and you've got a buy button somewhere, if you have a contact you formed for a complimentary consultation, or you want them to call you up on the phone, you know, give them an easy link that they can type in to their computer. They can write it down. They can even remember it in their brain until they have a chance to get back to the computer, and then they can get into it. Okay, so clear call to action. The fifth way to improve your results is to actually embed your teleseminar within your website. So you notice right now, if you're with me live or you're even watching listening to the replay, that this is not on some other website. It's not on an attend this event link like Instant Teleseminar or Welcome to the Call usually have. It's not anywhere but my website. I get to control the branding. I get to control what's on this page. And it's important for you to get better results to showcase your teleseminars within your marketing material so that you can leverage your logo, you can leverage your branding, you can leverage your ability to customize the experience for your listeners. So with Instant Teleseminar system, with Welcome to the Call, you can actually embed your teleseminar within your website, and it's actually pretty easy to do. I'll be showing people step-by-step how to do that in the Teleseminar Formula course. But if you go into Welcome to the Call system, there's a section called iframes for your event, and you can just follow the instructions inside. But again, I'll be showing the video walkthrough and how to really customize that to your site in ways that they don't really talk about. Okay, so if you have some questions about how that works, about anything I've just gone over, or other areas that you'd like to improve for your teleseminars, please do submit them into the Q&A box, okay? Because I'm going to get to those questions in just a second. But I have two other pieces on the agenda that I promised you, and one is how can you increase your cash flow with your teleseminars? And then I'll show you a little bit about the Teleseminar Formula Workshop. So how can you increase your cash flow? Well, number one way that you can increase your cash flow with teleseminars is to always have at least one recommendation for a tool or a resource during your conversation. And it might be kind of a throwaway recommendation, but believe it or not, those kinds of tips turn into revenue. So for me, for this call, for example, you heard me talk about instantteleseminarsystem.com and welcometothecall.com. That's one of those revenue points, so that anyone listening to this call, whether they join the Teleseminar Formula course or not, who, they feel like they've got a handle on teleseminars to the point where they don't want that extra mentoring and accountability and action taking and whatnot, but they still want to learn more about a good conference bridge line, that's a good point of entry for them. So have at least one recommendation of a tool or resource that you have during your conversation and have a good link for it. If you have a related product, talk about that. You heard me mention the book Take Action, Revise Later. That was deliberately done in order to show, there's more ways to learn from you than just this one course without it being, an overflowing, beat you over the head kind of a thing. The second way you can increase your cash flow is to repurpose your recording. So take your recording, turn it into transcripts, podcasts, etc., and then charge money for the recording, charge money for the transcripts. put it up on iTunes and sell it for 99 cents. See how it goes. Turn it into a Kindle. Start selling that for a couple bucks. But the biggest thing you're going to do to increase your cash flow is to make sure that you're using your conversations, your teleseminar, as a stepping stone to working with you at a higher level. You see, once you start using teleseminars, the beauty of this is you'll start to grow a bigger list of prospects. You'll start to provide more value to them, which means that you're going to be able to offer your same services you're offering right now, but at higher prices. You'll be able to charge more because you've demonstrated your value to them at a higher level than somebody cold walking up to you off the street. And that allows you to finally get paid what you deserve and have that fair pricing model where the people who invest in your services feel like they got a great deal, but you also feel like your expertise and your experience and the time you're spending is being honored and you're not feeling like you're being taken advantage of. That's a perfect scenario for pricing. Okay, so use your recording of your teleseminar, post it on your website, use it to build your list, and as you get your prospects list up higher and higher, you'll get to be more selective of who you work with, and you can start using teleseminars to work with groups and all kinds of other things that I'll be sharing in this course, and that allows you to generate more cash flow and to actually finally enjoy those rewards of a more successful business. Okay, so I really want you to be thinking about all that as you improve the methods and your marketing strategies for your business, for your coaching, for your services, whatever you are providing. Okay. All right. So if you have a question, again, hit star 2. I'll get to your questions here in a moment if you've got a question in the Q&A box. But let's talk about the course a little bit. So of course, it's at teleseminarformula.com, and you've got the page right below this recording. You can read over everything as you need to, but let me walk you through it. This is a live virtual workshop, which means you get to attend it from home and learn my entire teleseminar formula process and formula strategies, marketing plans, etc., from the comfort of your home. And we're going to actually meet together 4 times over the course of 1 week. And we're going to meet together in live scenario, just like you and I are meeting right now, except that you will see slides on the screen, okay? You will see, information presented to you visually, because Welcome to the Call does allow you to do a slide presentation during your call. But on Tuesday, the first call of the day, we're going to talk about teleseminar planning. So I'm going to share with you the top 3 types of teleseminars that you can use, especially if you're a coach or service professional. I'm going to share with you my Easy Effort Formula, which is an acronym for what to say on your call. It's actually how to structure a good promotional teleseminar. We'll talk about the fastest path to a high converting teleseminar, how to structure it. I'll answer the most frequently asked question of how long should your teleseminar be. We'll talk a little bit about the software to plan it. I've mentioned it already here, which is FreeMind. And of course, the overall picture of that first call is to get you a clear roadmap to a successful teleseminar every single time, even if you're the only one on the line. You might actually do a teleseminar where there's nobody else that shows up, or the only one that does has the same last name as you, but you can still create a very powerful program and product out of it. Later that day, on Tuesday, we're going to actually go into Module 2, which is Teleseminar Presenting Secrets. So I'll share with you communication strategies I've learned from experience and from working with great communication mentors like Felicia Slattery. How can you engage all your listeners, those who attend live and those who listen later? How can you keep your conversation flowing so people are excited to continue listening? And I'll show you in some tech modules I'm putting into the course how to operate the controls of the teleseminar. I'll also share with you ways to convert your listeners to the next level and even set up autopilot teleseminars. So once you have a really good audio program, you can actually set it up to run on autopilot at specific times of the day, certain days of the week. It's a pretty awesome feature. Not a lot of people know about it and certainly aren't using it very well. So those are the 2 classes on Tuesday. On Thursday, they're going to have an open coaching and Q&A session. So as you take the first 2 modules and put them into action, you're going to naturally have some questions, or you're going to want to run some ideas past me about your call as you plan it out. And you're also going to be able to announce your talisman art to the group. And I'll actually be able to share that, you know, to the rest of the group and post it up on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera. Ideally, this is an opportunity for you to just take your talisman or marketing to a higher level and do so very quickly. Once you've finished modules 1 and 2 and you have that Q&A, we're entering into a talisman or formula action challenge. And what that means is either by yourself or with another person in the class, you're going to present and record your teleseminar. So that's pretty exciting, right? If you've never done a teleseminar before, you're actually going to do one within the next week. And it's going to be useful for you both as a learning skill, as a dry run or a training wheels experience, if you will. But many people use this experience and actually take the recording and use it as a product, as a way to build their list or even something that they sell. So you're going to be able to do that during this course, during the Teleseminar Formula Challenge. That's awesome. It's one of my favorite parts of the program, and one of the reasons why you do want to attend this course live is because if you listen, if you take this course through the replay, that it will happen later on. Not only will the price probably be higher, but you won't have that interaction of everybody else in the group. Now, if you take the Teleseminar Formula Challenge as part of the course, I will announce your call or its replay, your choice, to my social media community. So I've got 4,500 people on Facebook. I've got 13,000 followers on Twitter. Not all of them are paying attention at the same time, obviously, but I will post your announcement and a link to your page during the challenge. Okay, it's a way for me to give back to you and get you some audience members, as much as possible. Then we're going to go until the following Tuesday. Module 3 will be promotion secrets, how to set up your lead capture system so you can build your list. We're going to talk about how to get people to show up on the calls. We talked a little bit about that today already, but we're going to go into that much more deeply. And then how can you get some more buzz from your virtual event? Later that day, for the final session, you're going to get some Teleseminar profit secrets. And I'm going to talk about packaging your Teleseminar-powered programs for more sales, how to price your Teleseminars and your products so they're an easy yes for buyers, how to repurpose your Teleseminars for long-term profits, how to edit your recordings using Audacity and Camtasia. I'm going to actually walk you through that step-by-step. And I'm going to show you some basic ways to use Teleseminars inside of a membership site. Okay, so below that, you can see the schedule, times of the day, days of the week, etc. And those sessions are live with me. You get to interact on those calls as well. You get the Q&A call, obviously, on that Thursday. And then the replays are available instantly. So because I'm using the Instant Teleseminar / Welcome to the Call system, the replays of these calls are available immediately. So if you do have a soul-sucking day job still, or you have other appointments or coaching clients or whatever during the times of the call, rest assured that you can have the replays available to you right after the calls are done. I mean, literally seconds after the call's over, the replay is ready. Okay. Now, another thing I wanted you to know that I don't think I've been clear about is we're going to go over the strategy of what to do and how to do it in the live sessions, but there's some things that are better served in a self-paced environment. So this is, if you've taken Teleseminar Formula 1, 2, or 3 in the past, it didn't have this. This is a new addition to the class especially, and it's what I like to call a hybrid delivery model. So we're going to teach the strategy through slide presentations on the live calls, but then with each module, you're going to get supplemental video training on the technical stuff to walk you through exactly how to do it. So, for example, if you've never used Welcome to the Call or Instant Teleseminar before, during module 1, I'm going to show you exactly how to set up the call. I'm going to show you how to embed it on your website. I'm going to show you in other modules, how to create your list. I'm going to show you how to, embed it into a membership site. I'm going to show you how to edit using Camtasia and Audacity. I'm going to actually walk you through that. But instead of doing that on the calls, I'm going to have that as self-study technology modules for you inside the members area for each module. Okay, so it's a perfect blend, I find, as a former high school teacher, curriculum designer. It's a perfect blend of what's going to work for you to get excited and motivated and strategic about your teleseminars, and supplementing it with self-paced videos that allow you to take the time that you need and not feel like you have to wade through everything. And it also allows you to actually hand off your technical stuff to a virtual assistant. If you have one and you'd rather they do it, you can provide access to this course for your VA using your login information. And then instead of them taking the entire course, they can just hone in on the technical modules that we've got. Okay, so that's the course, and I'm very excited about that. There's one more component I wanted to share with you, and then I want to get to your questions. But here's the bonus. If you take this class and you implement what I have to share with you, you actually do your teleseminar, I'm going to reward you with a take action bonus. And that is a private online marketing breakthrough session with me in late November, or it's more likely to happen in December, perhaps January. I'd rather it be in December. But within the next few weeks, you and I will get on the phone together, and you can go anywhere about your business that you want, whether it's about teleseminars or beyond that. And we'll spend that half hour or so just drilling down into what's your biggest opportunity for growth in 2013, what are the challenges that you're facing, and let's tackle them right there on the call and see what your next steps are. Lay them out for you and make it really simple for you to know what those next steps are to take. Okay, so I usually charge about $400 per session these days for my coaching. So this is free to you if you do your teleseminar during the teleseminar formula class. Pretty straightforward. So take action, get the reward. Now this course has sold in the past for up to $497. As you can see, the normal price for it is $197. But if you do register today, I'm happy to extend to you a discounted price of just $97. Pretty easy decision, I think, for you to make if you know that teleseminars are in your future, if you know that you don't want to learn it on your own, you don't want to figure it out on your own, you want a faster path to that success, and you want another teleseminar done between now and Thanksgiving, jump on this course. I'd love to teach you in it. Okay? All right, so let's get to your questions. Your questions can be anything about the course or about teleseminars in general. We've got about 15 minutes worth of time that I'd be happy to stick around with you. Hit star 2 to raise up your hand. If I did answer your question already, but you want to make sure that you got it clear, please go ahead and tell me that. And otherwise, we'll end the call. So right now, I don't see any questions. So I must have covered everything for you well. Manisha, I know I saw your hand go up earlier. I don't know if you still have a question or not. But I'd love to see what's going around in your brain. What kind of calls you think you might want to make? Or what kind of teleseminar formats you want to talk about, or questions that you may have just rattling around right now. So welcome to the call, Benicia. How are you?
Hey, Bob. My question was really about naming teleseminars and what are good ways to get attention-grabbing titles for your teleseminars?
Great question. So you're going to have to test things out, obviously, to see which things work for your audience. But I've always found that a number that's five or less, followed by the words simple, easy, fast, quick, surprising, something like that, and then a solution or a challenge that they're overcoming. So, for example, four surprising ways to get 10 new clients next month would be a type of a number-based kind of a title that people are going to be like, wow, I want to know what those are. Another type of title is a curiosity-driven title through a question. I don't find those to be quite as useful as the numbered pattern type of headline. But whatever it is, you want to make it feel simple. You might want to make sure that it feels like it's easy that it will be easy to understand. And you want to make sure that you can deliver on it in 30 to 45 minutes. A lot of times people will have these monstrous headlines and there's no way that they can get everything done in a fair manner in that amount of time. Make sense?
Thanks. Yes, thanks.
Awesome. All right, if you have a question, go ahead and hit star 2 to raise up your hand. If you're on the webcast page, go ahead and submit that question. Excellent. Here's John Simmons. Hey, John, welcome back. I know that you are a graduate of the earlier TELSEMINAR formula trainings. And you, sir, actually have I sent an email out earlier in the week. You actually have a reduced tuition as an alumni. Everyone who takes this course, the next time you take it, you get it for a reduced rate. So send me a quick note in Facebook or via email, and I'll make sure that you get that link. But here's the primary difference, John. The content is updated. The last time I did this course was 2.5 years ago. So things have changed. The way TELSEMINARs are done has changed. There's more about the webinar part two as far as using slides during your presentations. I'm focusing much more in this class on how coaches and service professionals use TELSEMINARs as opposed to the wider variety of folks that, you know, we had to take more time away from the focus of coaches and consultants and service professionals, which, you know, definitely goes to your advantage because you're a consultant yourself. We obviously have the TELSEMINAR challenge, which is similar to what the Training Wheels experience was like, but this time I'm promoting the calls for everybody that does them. I'm also offering a free consultation, free coaching call, sorry, after the event is over if you do your TELSEMINAR. There's much more streamlined to it as far as our live interaction goes. You've got the strategy calls that are the live sessions, and then the tech modules are done separately, which I think you'll find really speeds up your ability to jump to the exact thing that you need to learn how to do, if that makes sense. And there's probably some things I'm removing that I've forgotten about, but I think I've pretty much got that covered. So I took the feedback from the first few versions of the course. I've looked at how the other courses I've taught since then have played out and what really works from a delivery model method as well as a taking action model. And this course has always been my favorite one that I've done that people actually take action on without fail. If they take the class, they take action, they get a TELSEMINAR done during the 8 days. And I love that. Other classes I teach, it just takes longer to deliver or to deploy, I guess is the better word, the things that you learned. But here, I can show you exactly how to create those TELSEMINARs, plan them out, map them out, present them, package them, and have them going forward. And that makes it a lot more, I think that's a lot more fun. Okay, next question is from John from Poway, another John. Guys, for the barking of the dog, if you can hear that. We have a gentleman who did our lawn, and I forgot to text him to tell him that we needed to talk to him a little bit later in the day, so I apologize for that. But John from Poway says, what's the best service for calls and why? Seems there are so many free services for doing them. Is it necessary to pay for one like Instant TELSEMINAR? John Iams, by the way, is theprrt.com. You should check him out if you are a personal trainer, physical therapist, massage therapist, clinician. John and I go way back. He's a creator of an amazing physical therapy technique. But I digress. Earlier on the call, John, I did talk about improving your TELSEMINARs by using a conference bridge line. I'm using welcometothecall.com, which is powered by Instant TELSEMINAR. And the reason why I love it, there's really about 10 reasons. I don't want to go into all of them. But one of them is that I can set up the call, have pages for the calls without having to have a website. Okay. Number two, I can actually embed those pieces of the call onto my website if I want to. I've got conference lines people can call into from all over the place. You can connect through Skype. You can connect through the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom as a local number, which is not in most of the other conference lines. Probably the biggest time saver and headache saver that I've ever had is that Welcome to the Call will automatically record your call, even if you forget to press record. Don't know how many times for my clients I'd save them. I'm usually pretty good about pressing record, but for many clients of mine, they have told me that when once one mistake happened where they forgot to press record, and they were so thankful that they had a backup recording automatically done by the service. So that's the reason. Now, I do use a microphone in Skype. So if you've enjoyed the quality of the conversation sound-wise today, it's because I'm using a good microphone with Skype instead of my phone. Typically, I do use my iPhone if I am not available by my computer. But being able to connect through Skype is a really great advantage too. So those are just a few of the reasons why. The great thing about Welcome to the Call, another difference actually between Welcome to the Call and Instant Teleseminar, even though they are the same exact system, is that you can do a $30 trial instead of a $21 trial. So Welcome to the Call, you go in there, it'll say it's a free trial, it's actually a $1 authorization that you get back, but you get a month-long trial, and then the monthly rate is actually less than at Instant Teleseminar. So hope that helps you with answering that question. Next question is, my opinion on whether or not teleseminars can be as effective or profitable as webinars. Please clarify your opinions. I'd prefer to focus on teleseminars, as webinars seem to be so much more techie. Well, that's exactly it, John. Webinars are awesome. They're awesome. They really are. I love doing webinars. So anybody who is good at doing webinars, I want you to keep doing them. But I want you to test out doing teleseminars with the same exact material and see if you get the same results or better results. What I've found, John, is that webinars are really good if you need to demonstrate something that has to be active. Okay. In other words, like when I've done the classes before with creating a membership site with Digital Access Pass, it's pretty important to actually show the moving pieces of the website as it's happening so people know what that looks like. But if you can just use slides like you would in a regular little presentation in person that you might do, you're going to be able to use a teleseminar, I think, more effectively. And the reason that that's the case is because you don't have the technology to worry about, so your presentation is less distracted. But also your audience doesn't have to get the technology either. You know, when you use something like GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar, which are they're great systems, but they do require the user, the viewer, to load up a little piece of software when they connect. And there's always some kind of challenge from somebody that has trouble connecting. Teleseminar, it's pick up the phone, listen. Press the little play button on the page, listen. Download the slides if you've got them, or look at the slides on the screen. So really, I guess the other way I'd say it, John, is that you can be mediocre and have a great teleseminar. If you're great at presenting, you're going to have a great teleseminar, but you can be mediocre on a teleseminar and still do really good. If you're mediocre on a webinar, it sucks. I mean, it really is bad. Like, the video looks bad. The slides are janky. People get, you know, really frustrated, and it just comes across much more elementary when you're doing a webinar in a wrong way. But in a teleseminar, you can rely on your conversational ability to really do a good job. And even if it's just, like I said, kind of mediocre, it can still come across quite good. But a webinar, if you're not stellar on a webinar, you really will have pretty crappy results. So if you're good at webinars, you're good at that technology, do them. But for everybody, whether you're good at them or not, I do encourage you to try the same material with a teleseminar and see what kind of results that you get. Okay? All right. So let me just double check. Benicia, I don't think I lowered your hand. Did you have another question?
Yes. I wanted to just quickly know what kind of microphone you use.
Sure. So I'm using a microphone called the Blue Yeti. And I'm using the Blue Yeti Silver. They just came out with a Platinum. I don't know what the differences are between those two, other than one's, you know, 2 years old and the other one is brand new. They're both around $100, and they have really good sound. And they've got four different types of sound directions. So if you're podcasting and interviewing in person, you can actually have a bidirectional or even four-way mic. It's, you know, if you're a technical geek like that, that's some cool stuff to know. You can also do a headset or whatever, but I find this to be quite good for a home office microphone, the Blue Yeti, Y-E-T-I.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so last chance for questions. We're going to wrap up in about 2 minutes or less. Again, hit star 2 in order to raise up your hand. And again, I do appreciate those questions that have come in already. And if you're listening to this via the replay and you have a question, go ahead over to my Facebook wall and post your question, and I'd be happy to answer it. We do start the class on Tuesday, so I don't want you to put off your success in marketing your business any longer. I'd love for you to join me in this program. Even if your schedule seems a little tight over the next week and a half, remember the replays are available instantly. But you do have that opportunity for live coaching and mentoring on Thursday. And if you do your call during the time period, you get that bonus coaching session, which by itself is $400 usually. And the investment in the entire program and lifetime access to all of the modules is just $97. So really, I wanted to make this super affordable and make it an easy decision for you to say yes to. I believe that this, if we haven't worked together before in the past, that this will not be the last. So, and I believe very strongly in the power of teleseminars so that you can generate more business, you can grow your client base, you can deliver your message to more and more and more people. And, you know, if you do want to learn things like webinars and Kindle marketing and stuff like that, teleseminars serve you so well as a foundation for the rest of that. If you're really good at a teleseminar, you can translate that over into webinars. If you do teleseminars frequently, you can create Kindle books rapidly with the transcripts. You can increase your social media reach on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn because you use teleseminars to invite people to join your community. And if you're using something like YouTube, you can use your teleseminar audio as the foundation for an actual video that you create later with slides and animations or whatever. You can actually give it to somebody else, and they will turn it into a video for you, and you can still master video marketing too. So love to have you on board. Thank you so much for joining me today for this preview call and special training on the 5 simple ways to improve your teleseminar results. If you've got some feedback about the call, please feel free to share it with me on Facebook. And once you're in the course, by the way, you can be an affiliate. So as soon as you get access to the course, go ahead to the bottom of the page that I send you to, and you'll see a special link and even some promotional tools you can use to spread the word about this course. And the way I've priced this course and the way I've set up the affiliate program, if you refer, it's kind of like Living Social, actually. If you refer 3 people to this program, yours has now been paid for because I'm giving you 33% of the registration price for joining the program. So there's a great way for you to actually take this course, tell people about it, and say, come join me. And then if they sign up, you can have your course paid for that way. It's one of the ways I grow my business, and I'd love to have you share in that as well. Okay, so that's it for now. I, again, appreciate you being on the call and for your great questions. I look forward to teaching many of you on Tuesday when we start session number 1, and I look forward to seeing your teleseminars and listening in and knowing that you're impacting more people with less effort. I'll teach you again very soon. Bye for now.